Good afternoon. It's 4:04. I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, and this is WHYY in Philadelphia. Montgomery County opened a new year-round homeless shelter in Lansdale today. WHYY's Kenny Cooper has the details.
The nonprofit Resources for Human Development will operate the 20-bed facility at 1107 East Main Street. Officials say the place is, quote, designed to get residents off the street and back on a stable path. Montgomery County Commissioner Jamila Winder previewed the opening at Thursday night's meeting.
We've made it clear that in Montgomery County, no one should have to sleep on the streets. And this is something that we've aligned on as a board, and we are taking a clear and bold action to ensure that we're supporting our unhoused friends and neighbors.
Montgomery County previously established a 120-bed temporary housing shelter in Pottstown. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.
An exhibit celebrating the nation's 250th anniversary called Burlington County Joins the Revolution tells the story of ordinary Garden State residents at an extraordinary time in history. County Commissioner Allison Eckel says the individuals highlighted in the exhibition face different challenges than we experience today, but their struggles and the solutions they arrived at can serve as an inspiration and, in some cases, a guiding light.
The people back then in Burlington County and in the whole area were innovators in their own right. They innovated in society. They innovated in economics. What did they do with what they had? How did they make a difference? We can learn from that in exhibits like this one.
Burlington County Joins the Revolution is at the Warden's House Gallery in Mount Holly. Admission is free. The Sixers are off tonight. Tomorrow, they try to snap a three-game losing streak in New Orleans. They face the Pelicans at 7 p.m. in the Big Easy. The Flyers are out of action as the Olympic break goes on. Turning to weather now, 45 degrees and misty in Philadelphia, down to 37 overnight. Saturday looks pleasant, high 49. Sunday could have periods of rain and snow, and then tracking the possibility of a major winter storm Sunday night. This is 90.9.